For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Today marks the beginning of early voting for the City of Memphis's municipal election. With us again to talk about that and other Tennessee matters is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, how do you think early voting might affect the Memphis mayor's race?
Oh, I think it'll affect it tremendously. You know, early voting pretty much is an indicator of how the election is going to turn out. It always does. Former Mayor Willie Harrington is counting on a heavy presence at early voting to help him. He thinks that those voters will be his voters, so he is really focusing on that. What I've heard from the Election Commission, however, is that voter registration numbers are not as high as they thought it would be.
Right, and people are talking about how this race really isn't generating the kind of heat as in past years. Is it because the candidates really aren't going head-to-head here or that there haven't been any public debates?
I think that's absolutely what's going on here. Since there have not been any debates, there has not been any way, really, for a broad number of voters to size up the candidates one-on-one or opposite each other. If there had been some debates, you would probably see more interest in this election. Another thing that I think is depressing the interest is the fact that there have not been really any scandals with the incumbent, Jim Strickland. He's just sort of trotting along, paving his streets, showing up at all of the events, the groundbreakings and the building openings, and he had his hard hat on the other day at some place.
Yeah, very comfortable in the role of mayor and not really doing anything wrong.
I think that's part of what's going on here. It'll be up to the opponents, Tammy Sawyer and Dr. Harrington, to generate that enthusiasm.
But they also have to fight the Strickland wave, so to speak. The mayor opened a campaign headquarters in Whitehaven this week. He also has the support of about 30 prominent religious leaders, including some of Willie Harrington's former supporters. So what does this say about Strickland's kind of penetration into areas where he hasn't always been that popular?
Mayor Strickland has made it a concerted effort to go after African-American voters this cycle. As you recall, even back in January, he held his State of the City address in Whitehaven at the Country Club. He focused on Whitehaven. He said the other day that Whitehaven is key, and it always is.
Right. And Whitehaven, we should say, is a strong area of middle-class African-American families.
Yes, it is, and they vote, and everybody knows that. They have voted. They have impacted elections, and Jim Strickland knows that. That's why he opened a second headquarters out there. He's doing the things that an incumbent needs to do, and yes, he has that support from a lot of African-American pastors, but he also has strong support from a lot of African-American elected officials, including Van Turner, who's a county commissioner. So, I mean, he's trying to shore up his support among African Americans. When you look at his TV ads, for example, they're pretty much filled with African American residents. He's making a point there that he has broad-based support.
You know, this year we're seeing a really diverse group of people challenging incumbents on the city council. A lot of new faces and young people running. And this week, a group of five of them, all running in different districts, created almost what looks like a party platform. They signed what they call a pledge for progress, mm-hmm. listing some shared values. Is this unusual to see a group of challengers kind of teaming up?
This is a little bit unprecedented for this number of new candidates to team up, to come up with pledges, to try to join forces. We'll see how effective it is because there is a strong effort to try to remove some of the incumbent council members.
So we saw a kind of weird endorsement this week. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris came out in favor of Joe Biden. So are we looking for local officials to weigh in on their favorite national Democratic candidates at this point?
Well, I mean, it was kind of surprised to see that happen and see that happen, especially this early. I don't think that most of the voters right now are focusing really on next year's Tennessee primary, which is, I think, sometime in March. I would have expected if Lee Harris was going to lend his endorsement to someone, it would be for this local city election. He's probably smart to stay out of the mayor's race.
Yeah, but is a Lee Harris endorsement even useful?
It might be, but it's useful when it has more impact. it would have more impact if he did it in January or February, as people start to focus and think about the Tennessee presidential primary. I don't think it's useful in September to be doing it. People are going to forget about it. And, you know, he runs the risk of alienating people who may be supporting other candidates there. So I was surprised at the timing more than the fact that he did it. I don't have a problem with local politicians endorsing for in presidential, even in primaries, because I think if they pick the winner, it helps them later on.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on early voting as it kicks off today. There are 18 polling locations open across Memphis. You can look them up on ShelbyVote.com. Political analyst Otis Sanford will be back with us next week to take a look at those numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.